Just about everybody recognizes that sound. It's the call of the Bob White. Bob Whites aren't found here in Duluth, except maybe on game farms. Our winters are just too severe for them. They do live in Wisconsin and Minnesota, a few hundred miles south of here. But most Northlanders have heard of Bob Whites, if only because their distinctive call gave them their name. Bob Whites aren't the only Minnesota birds which were named for their call. Killdeers also say their name. So do chickadees. Whippoorwills are another bird named for their call. Hardly anyone notices cuckoos unless there's an outbreak of tent caterpillars. The black-billed cuckoo is one of the only species of birds that will eat these pests, and it's another bird that says its name. The flicker, a common backyard woodpecker, sounds a little bit like it's saying flicka, flicka. The phoebe comes close to saying its name too, although half the time it says phoebe. Phoebes are dully colored little flycatchers which often nest under bridges. A catbird won't say its name, but it does sound a lot like a cat. Veeries, small thrushes related to robins, may very well be saying veery. The bobolink supposedly says its name, although whoever named it had a big imagination. Does this sound like bobolink, bobolink, spink, spank, spink to you? Bobolinks are blackbirds. If one sits on a telephone wire, it looks solid black from the front. From the back, you can see its handsome white and yellow markings. The bobolink is fairly common in farming areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin, especially along the south shore of Lake Superior. It's harder to find it along the rocky north shore. Minnesota's state bird, the loon, doesn't say its name. Most ornithologists believe that its name comes from an old Scandinavian word, lam, meaning a lame or clumsy person. This was in reference to a loon's clumsiness on land. But everyone agrees that the weird yodeling call of a loon fits its name perfectly. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.